Sexuality and the Law. While the existence of progressive laws and policies is not, in itself, indicative of the absence of discrimination and marginalization, it is a good indicator of the state's intent to prevent and address discrimination of any kind, including on the basis of one's gender identity or sexual orientation. The intersection of sexuality with the law is therefore an important one. Anti-sodomy laws, a legacy of the colonial past for many nations in Asia and the Pacific, continue to criminalize adult consensual same-sex sexual activity, thus impinging on the rights of many individuals and negatively affecting people who do not conform to the heteronormative framework, including people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. People of diverse genders and sexualities have been negatively affected by this law in countries such as Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Myanmar, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Singapore. 14. A similar law also remains in force in Brunei, thus resulting in not just rests and punitive action but also affecting access to safe, confidential health services that are sensitive to their needs. It is of utmost importance to repeal such laws that continue to discriminate and penalize people on the basis of their sexuality. Several groups and voices, such as in India 15 and in Singapore 16, have been demanding for the repeal of such laws or the removal of adult same-sex sexual activity from the purview of such law. Quote, "While the existence of progressive laws and policies is not, in itself, indicative of the absence of discrimination and marginalization, it is a good indicator of the state's intent to prevent and address discrimination of any kind, including on the basis of one's gender identity or sexual orientation." End of quote. People must also not be criminalized on the basis of their choice of work, including the choice of sex work. Sex work or certain activities related to sex work, such as soliciting of clients, is criminalized in all countries of the Asia and the Pacific region, except for New Zealand and New South Wales. Australia. 17. Criminalization pushes sex workers underground and increases their vulnerability to sexually transmitted infections, including HIV and AIDS, and makes it difficult for them to access health services. 18. Aside from decriminalization of sex work and related activities, efforts must be made to curb violence and abuse within sex work, enable and ensure better access to education, good quality health services and interventions, and take adequate measures to reduce stigma and discrimination towards those involved within sex work. Laws and policies must work towards addressing violence, including rape, sexual abuse within sex work. Quote, "While the law of the land must cater to all people, including men and boys, an intersectional approach would ensure that these laws are enacted with an understanding towards how such violence and abuse is specifically targeted on marginalized populations on the basis of gender, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Women, transgender people, and those that do not fit into the heteronormative domain are disproportionately affected." End of quote. The state must also focus on the enactment and implementation of laws preventing and addressing issues of violence and abuse, sexual assault, rape, harassment and trafficking, including violence and abuse in cyberspace. While the law of the land must cater to all people, including men and boys, an intersectional approach would ensure that these laws are enacted with an understanding towards how such violence and abuse is specifically targeted on marginalized populations on the basis of gender, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Women, transgender people, and those that do not fit into the heteronormative domain are disproportionately affected. States must look into the specific nature of assaults on women, including rape, sexual assault, and acid attacks. Laws must also be enacted and implemented to tackle rape within marriage and other intimate relationships. In Asia and the Pacific, there is also a high incidence of child sexual abuse. Laws must be enacted to address such abuse. Page 8. Image. Image description. This round-shaped layout depicts intersections of sexuality with education, employment, law and citizenship, shown with iconic illustrations. The illustration is a large round-shaped figure where there are also 5 round icons within it. 4 icons are in 4 corners and 1 icon in slight bigger shape is at middle. The icon, which is at top left corner, shows a piece of paper and something is written on it, and a small icon of a child at bottom corner of the paper. This icon depicts written policies for child protection against sexual discrimination and harassment, safe and accessible facilities for children, thereby introduce CSE in curriculum. The icon at top right corner shows a clipboard and something is written on it. Also, a graphic illustration is at right corner. This icon points out to written policies against sexual discrimination and harassment, implementing safe and accessible health benefits for all employed persons. The icon, which is at bottom right corner, shows a globe depicting sexual protection from all nations globally, towards all of nations legal citizens. The fourth icon is at bottom left corner, shows the scales of justice depicting lawful activities for sexual protection. The icon at middle shows male and female symbols tied with one another depicting universal bond of men and women and equal partnership of them in sexual activities. End of image description. Page 9. Additionally, laws must enable the equal treatment for all people and must therefore not be restrictive to certain communities. For example, affirmative laws must enable and ensure adoption of children for all people irrespective of their gender. Men should be able to adopt marital status. Unmarried or divorced people should be able to adopt and/or sexual orientation and gender identities. Same-sex desiring people should be able to adopt. Effective laws and policies must be enacted and implemented to regulate and reduce abuse within surrogacy, whether to the surrogate or to the commissioning parents. This is especially important in relation to the expanding nature of surrogacy as an industry, rights of surrogate women not being taken care of, lack of or inadequate regulation on surrogacy between different countries, and the denial of surrogacy depending on one's gender identity or sexual orientation. Laws related to inheritance rights to property must not be restrictive on grounds of gender, marital status, and sexual orientation or gender identity. Also, many countries in Asia and the Pacific allow for the name of only the father on the birth certificate, thus adhering to patriarchal norms. In addition to rendering the mother invisible, this also poses additional difficulties for single or divorced mothers. This must therefore be done away with, and birth certificate and other such official documents must allow for the names of either parent. This is slowly changing in a few countries, for example with the landmark Supreme Court decision establishing the mother's nationality as a basis for granting citizenship in Nepal 19, or the Delhi High Court ruling that in certain cases the mother's name was sufficient for a child to apply for a passport. 20. Evaluation of a state's response at these intersections of sexuality with law includes not only looking at whether the state has good laws and policies enacted to counter violence and abuse, including sexual abuse and violence. It also includes checking if there are proactive and affirmative laws that address these issues at the root, such as the presence of comprehensive anti-discrimination laws and policies. There is thus the need to enact and implement anti-discrimination laws that would address issues of discrimination within education, employment, and other public and private spheres on the basis of sexuality, and address discrimination against trans people, people living with HIV and AIDS, and people of diverse genders and sexualities. Non-discrimination as a value could also extend through the inclusion of non-binary genders on all official documents, thus giving people the option to choose a gender identity, either man or woman. 21. This should be accompanied with non-discriminatory laws and interventions that safeguard and protect such rights and do not lead to additional discrimination. All public sector services must also be made accessible to all people, including, for example, the provision and access to public distribution systems and welfare services for trans people.